inner hall of life.
Podcast about sex, love, and dating
from the perspective of
two black polyamorous
feminists
living in New York City.
Women.
Yeah. All of the fucking things. I'm Sam.
I'm Sheika.
We are Slam Pow Productions.
She's upset.
Respect us.
Yeah.
The hashtag for the show is Inner Ho Uprising. If you'd like to join in on the conversation, use that hashtag. Anywhere the fuck you want.
Yeah. Fan of the week is Dream Lux
for hitting on us on Periscope.
Yeah.
We are asking for musical artists to submit music for the show so we can open up the show and have a good time. The song you just heard was Break by Manchado.
Uh-huh.
And you can get all his information in the description below.
Yeah.
In addition to that, there will be a number of triggering things that we say in this episode. If you are the type of person who is triggered by conversation, you can check out our trigger warnings also in the description below. We'll have the exact time codes for you.
All right. So on to our first segment.
Fuck that! Current events.
Yeah. So, we've got sex tech, sex and technology.
Sex tech!
So this first thing is definitely very stupid. It's not available yet, but you know what? None of you will ever need it, so don't worry about it. So this is called the Smartress. It is a mattress that lets you know if your partner is cheating on you on the mattress. It was invented by this Spanish company called Duret, and it's dumb. So what it does...
The name is dumb, I will give it that. Smartness. But tell us more,
Yeah, so what it does, it has a... It comes a little app on your phone, and you'll get alerts when someone is using your mattress. It'll tell you how fast people are going on your mattress.
Wow.
The intensity of the impact on the mattress and where.
On the mattress?
Yeah, because it's 24 sensors, so it'll let you know.
She was fucking him on the
sensors.
Corner of my bed, bro.
The left bed post is sullied.
That's my space. That was our left bed post.
Exactly.
It's so dumb.
It is dumb.
Please check out the commercial for it. There's no like, it's just music.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell by the music, it's dramatic as fuck. And it labels this infidelity crisis, where the people say that Spanish people are at the heart of, like, Spain's at the heart of
the infidelity crisis.
Yeah, they're worse than everybody else. This is what this commercial
is saying. Where are they getting
saying.
These stats from?
There were no stats. They were just empty statements.
Everything is wrong in Spain.
It's so stupid.
We're in an epidemic. Everybody's fucking everybody on each other's beds.
So, yeah. And YouTube, of course. Sometimes YouTube sucks. Comments sucks. But the comments on this were pretty great.
People were just so like, it wasn't like, you are a nigger.
No.
Which is what YouTube comments usually
speaking
are.
Speaking to the mattress.
Or just like, thanks, black people. Now my girlfriend's cheating on me.
It's just like people being like, this is dumb. You know, what if they're not having, what if they go to somebody else's place?
Mm-hmm.
What if they're not having sex on the bed?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it only geared towards men? Because it was mostly about like men not getting cheated on by their
So is that what's going on in
Spain? It was just basically men resting easy, like, oh.
My girlfriend's not fucking someone on our bed.
Or if somebody is fucking on your bed, now you know. And it was just like...
And then what do you do with that information? Like, let's say right now you get a... Well, we're polyamorous, so it doesn't matter. But let's say you and John were both monogamous, right? And he gets a notification on his phone that you're fucking somebody on your bed. Then what?
It's sad.
Oh. Well, what is he gonna do?
And why... But we'd have to buy this thing together to begin with, you know.
Or he buys it alone when you're, like, away fucking somebody, obviously, you cheating whore. And he, like, installs a whole new bed. And you're like, what the fuck is this? It feels different.
No, but the same.
No, it's all the same.
Same in every way. Nothing's changed.
But then, like, he gets the notification on his phone. Like, does he take a screenshot? And he comes home and he's like, you were fucking this nigga on the left bed post.
No.
Like, how do you know that, John? I have this really weird app.
That tells me who's fucking on my bed.
And that's why I'm cheating on you.
What if I was just jumping on the bed for a little while for cardio?
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I do that.
Or having, like, a really weird masturbatory session.
Exactly, where I'm just slamming my...
Well, you hump towels.
But not on the bed.
Okay. Well, if you were to, this app would be like, she's a cheating
whore. Or you have a 7-year-old child jumping on your bed.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could be going on.
Yeah, so...
I was thinking about this in terms of married couples, when it's like, you know how some weird kids will, like, fuck on their parents' bed?
Oof.
Oh, God.
See, that's uncomfortable. Yeah.
It's like,
but that is useful.
My son brought his girlfriend home.
Fuck it,
fucked
on my bed.
On my bed. Fucked her on my left bedpost, where he was conceived. Full circle. It's where my grandson was also conceived.
We've all fucked on this bed, you see?
For generations.
Family tradition. Yes.
So,
More sex tech.
This isn't out yet. But, so this is, jewelry that's supposed to... It's like anti-rape and sexual assault jewelry. It's by this company called Chic and Geek. Mm-hmm. It's a Mexican company founded by recent graduates. It's smart jewelry. And so Mexico has a, like many places, but Mexico is a very big issue with violence against women. Mm-hmm. With a lot of, it's like 2/3 of the women murdered, have been murdered by their boyfriends, husbands, or family members.
I like how this is actual technology based on an actual stat and not... The Spanish people have a huge problem with infidelity.
Yeah, exactly. This is a useful fucking thing.
Yeah.
So the way it works is that with the jewelry, you have like preset contacts in there. So if something is happening, mm-hmm. You press this button for like 3 seconds, mm-hmm. and it will sound a loud alarm.
Mm-hmm. And like on your person?
On your person.
Wow.
And it will send out an alert to the people that you have put on that contact list.
Wow.
And it's pretty fucking dope. I think
that's a good idea.
Really awesome. And people are saying that, oh, you know what? Just say about that murder stat. It's not all of Mexico. It is specifically in their home state of Chihuahua.
Whose home state?
The founder's home state, Chihuahua. Mm-hmm. And that is not the murder rate for all of Mexico.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, funny. I know. I was trying to just say it normally and not laugh at it. But, you know, it's Chihuahua. It's a cute little dog.
It might be the way you're saying it.
Why?
Sorry, I know it's boring. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua. I don't know if it's you or the word.
So I speak.
Chihuahua.
But, so I just think it's dope. I love that.
Sorry, guys.
It was so sensual. Point being, it's pretty dope. I don't know. I don't think it broadcasts your location. I'm not entirely sure. But
that would be a good idea.
It would be.
If it's not like your exact location.
It would be pretty dope.
What is the, not to be all vain about it, but you know, how does the jewelry look?
People say it looks elegant.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't like.
That's
I'm sure they're not going for like some weird clunky. It's supposed to just be cute.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think a nice little wristband or something like that.
Yeah.
Those work with any outfit.
One of my first thoughts was like, it's kind of, you know, sad that we're making like anti-rape jewelry. Like that's what we have to do, mm-hmm. you know? But I'm wondering if products like this can create like intense stigma around violence against women. You know, mm-hmm. people think it's okay to beat or hit or assault women.
Yeah, this is now normalizing that exactly. It's not okay.
It's like every time that happened, like if someone felt uncomfortable, an alarm went off.
Like, it's like, people, whoa, that guy's a rapist.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, it's like people, like, you have to address the issue at the root, which is patriarchy and rape culture. But perhaps, you know, all these preventative measures that are actually... putting like the onus or the attention on the rapist, I think mm-hmm. that could be a really good way to maybe reverse it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not reverse it, not like women are now raping men, but like
that's what I want.
You know, just make people who are going to be creeps be very weary of what they're about to do.
That makes sense.
Or try to do.
I think that's a great idea.
Pretty fucking dope.
All right. Next up in sex tech.
I guess a little more grim news.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all know Periscope? If you don't, that's okay, because I found out about it recently, to be mm-hmm. honest. So Periscope is a live broadcasting tool.
Social media.
Social media tool under the umbrella of Twitter. And you can just kind of click a button and you're live broadcasting from anywhere, as long as your phone, you can hear sound, sight, and hear sound.
Location.
Yeah, sound, sight, location. That's mm-hmm. all you have to be able to enable on your phone, and bam, you can live broadcast to whoever the fuck is on Periscope,
mm-hmm.
and people on your Twitter will be alerted.
Mm-hmm.
So on March 30th, there was a live rape broadcasted on Periscope.
Very disturbing.
In London, 3 men, 1 woman. It got about 2,800 views. Reported by one of the people watching, perhaps just at the time that they were on it. And so basically, what's a little controversial, aside from the fact that it sucks and that there was a whole bunch of people, you know, calling the girl like a slut and, you know, just the basic shaming of someone who's literally, who is being victimized right in front of them.
What exactly was the situation?
It is like three men who at first it was like a consensual thing, mm-hmm. but then she wanted to stop, mm-hmm. and then they did not stop.
They continued to live stream. Yeah. Real nice.
So I think what's interesting about this is that, so Periscope, obviously, you know, they have user terms of services, you know, it's like, you know, you can't post explicit, sexually explicit, violent, mm-hmm. shitty things. But, a lot of people reported that they felt like helpless watching it. You know, it's like, you know, what can I do to help? And a lot of people were flagging the video. Mm-hmm. But, if you delete the video within 24 hours of posting it, mm-hmm. Periscope does not have a copy of it. Mm-hmm. So basically somebody could live broadcast murder, mm-hmm. and get away with it. Or like there's no evidence, mm-hmm. for it. And I guess what's kind of interesting though, is that like, if there's children's, so in terms of like security on these sites, like if there's like child pornography, mm-hmm. Or exploitation, Periscope is like ordered like by law, mm-hmm. can fast track the flagging and, you know, pull down the content or address it, you know, mm-hmm. and has to report it to law enforcement. But it's interesting that that is not the case for rape and sexual assault.
What was their response, if any?
So they were saying basically that there wasn't much they could do. They can, like, get the, if they feel that somebody is in imminent danger or injury of themselves or somebody else, mm-hmm. they can, like, find a way to get it to police. I don't know what their system is, because, like, how their, the way that they handle, like, flagged content isn't disclosed to the public. Mm-hmm. So, like, we know, like, how we as users are supposed to interact with it, but we have no idea how they go through and filter, mm-hmm. What they consider problematic. So they were saying that, you know, under certain circumstances, like, you know, physical harm to yourself or others, they can get it to the police. But, like, rape and sexual assault are not on the list of, like, prioritized emergency requests.
Oh, that's terrible. They gotta change that, like, right now.
Yeah, immediately.
They gotta change it, like, yesterday.
Yeah, it's just not on there. I feel like, why the fuck not? You know?
Probably just not thinking about victims of sexual assault.
Because that's, like, I feel like if you think about, like, what are some bad things that happen in the world? Murder.
Rape.
Rape is, like, it's, like, why would you deprioritize it? And I don't understand. So Periscope was being, like, mad. I guess I would say shady. Mm-hmm. They did mention that it
just... Maybe they just love rape. Periscope. Periscope is the guys, and it's just so they can see live rape.
Yeah, the thing is, someone was shot on Periscope.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm laughing. It's just like, why?
It's just, I don't know. I don't remember if it was like...
Was the person rolling because they were just periscoping, or were they like specifically trying to live stream someone getting shot?
I don't know if it was
the most lit episode of Periscope ever.
Oh, Jesus.
I kill a man.
Yeah.
That's fucked up though.
On a more uplifting note.
Yes. Sex tech.
I think this next idea is fucking brilliant. Mm. So, it's called Snap Counselors. This is a Snapchat service invented by these women from India. We have got, their names are Rashikar Patel, Avani Parekh, and Nita Sharif. I fucked it up. They're still badass, and it is my fault for being just an ignorant-ass American. Mm-hmm. Can't pronounce shit. Mm-hmm. So what they do is they encourage young women in India, but of course all from around the world, and men as well, to use Snapchat to come forward with their stories of sexual assault, mm-hmm. and then they offer them counseling. And what's so brilliant about it is that it's fucking Snapchat.
So they're sending snaps to this
counseling service. They say they get about, it's small right now, mm-hmm. they get about 8 people a day and about 200 people watching, like following the channel. Mm-hmm. But, so they can send their stories and it'll disappear eventually. And they can send the messages and they'll disappear. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, mad important for, cases of abuse. Mm-hmm. Because you have to be, if you want to report, if somebody's, like, monitoring you or watching you, mm-hmm. they're, you know, you don't have much freedom. You mm-hmm. can't leave a trace that you're, it's, like, in the case where, if, like, you say something, they threaten to kill you or murder you. It helps people out. I think mm-hmm. that's, like, just people are like, oh, we're all addicted to social media. Maybe, but there's some fucking brilliant people using it to help people. In India in particular, 42% of Indian girls are sexually abused before 19.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's...
So...
And how many people after that, you know, in their lifetimes?
So they're snapping them conversation, and they're also snapping them, like, video and picture of evidence?
They're telling their stories and asking for help and what to do and getting, like, resources from the counseling service.
Okay. Not saying what's the point, mm-hmm. but what is the difference between using Snapchat to do that as opposed to, like, an internet relay chat or something like that?
I'm not sure. You
can't save that either.
I don't know. I wonder if Snapchat is just maybe just a more popular, widely known app.
That's cool, though.
To get counseling
services. I mean, yeah. I mean, you just, like, you reach people where they are. And if young girls are on Snapchat, then we'll talk to them there. That makes sense to me.
I would wake up in the morning, and my dad would come knocking on my door, tell me it's time to go running.
Up next.
Body, clothing, weight?
Yeah. So there were two kind of major discoveries or things this major just discoveries this week that major kind of overall make me say, you know, fuck clothing society. Industry, you know, fuck society.
Yeah, we say that every week.
Though. Fat shaming is a real fucking thing. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired of people being like, oh, you know, fat people just work out. Mm-hmm. And if you're thin, you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know anything about people's diets or what they're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just very upset about that.
No.
So basically, some of us may know, some of us might not care. It doesn't quite matter, but Beyonce released a fitness clothing line called Ivy Park.
Mm-hmm.
The photo shoot for it is fucking gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's fun. But it is not available above a size 14.
Tell them why.
And, because people, the world is not kind to fat people.
Well, so, and this is where I saw the story. Mm-hmm. It was like, who's picked it up?
Nordstrom and Topshop.
Okay. So, people started talking about the fact that it was unavailable in a size above 14. Mm-hmm. And then some people were like, oh, well, you know, Topshop just doesn't carry that. But if you try to get the line elsewhere, it'll be fine. But apparently, if you try to get it at Nordstrom... Like, it says on their website, like, oh, hey, yeah, size 16, blah, blah, blah. If you click that, it's, like, it's unavailable.
Yeah.
And apparently the clothing line is not being made in sizes above 14.
It's just not. And I wonder, why is that? Like, why wouldn't you carry things for... Because apparently the average size of women, I guess, in America is actually a size 14. So I don't know if it's an assumption that only... people under that weight would want be interested in fitness clothing, you know?
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense because you can be fat and fit, as we said.
Yeah, you can be fat and fit.
I'd hate to put this just on Beyonce, though.
No, it's not just on Beyonce. I was going to talk about, like, just the overall...
I feel that. I wasn't saying you were doing that, mm-hmm. but I feel like the Root article was like, does Beyonce feel like this? I think she has very little to do with the sizing process.
Yeah, I'm sure. Although, you wonder, like... She does a lot. You know, I don't think I can conceive of, like, how much she does in her daily and what mm-hmm. people approve. I'm sure she does a lot of delegating.
Mm-hmm.
And she just has to be like, all right, I got to work on this, 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 and this.
Yeah.
Here's the design. I gave it to you. Make it a clothing line.
Yeah.
So.
I do appreciate that people are speaking out against it, though, because I'm pretty sure will change.
Yeah, totally. But it's, you know, if Topshop and Nordstrom don't carry above a size 14 anyway.
She has to bring it somewhere else.
Yeah. And it's also the problem that. Why the fuck don't they carry above a size 14?
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's clearly wider.
That's like the deeper issue of
the
fashion industry.
And they're like just...
thin-centric, not fit-centric.
Yeah, thin-centric. Yeah, totally. And then there also this article about swimsuits came out about like the Victoria's Secrets just being shitty, which we all know, pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But I never quite thought about the ways
what
in
you mean
which...
mean the Victoria's Secrets?
Did I say the Victoria's Secrets?
Yeah, you did.
Just Victoria's Secrets.
Which secrets do you speak
just
of?
The ways that I just got me thinking about the ways that clothing stores don't account for
anybody
the spectrum, like the large spectrum of body sizes. Mm-hmm. And in this other article, like this cool thing came out on like Mike News about how it was comparing these different clothing stores, bathing suit companies mm-hmm. to Victoria's Secrets and how Victoria's Secrets is mad limited.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bra size, for example, Victoria's Secrets only goes up to like a 36.
Double D.
Mm-hmm. But like some
mad
people,
bigger cities than that.
Exactly. Some people have a H.
Yeah.
You know? So like it's like bra sizes for like this is for bathing suits in particular, but it's like bra size. I had never quite thought of it because I have like
tiny ass breasts.
I have tiny ass boobies and they fit the spectrum, you know?
One thing I think that was interesting that both of these articles said was that the plus size clothing market is like there's like $17.5 billion in it. just being like untapped by major stores like Victoria's Secret and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's just not. And a lot of people have
to
like
move to. It's not in line with capitalism at all. But a lot of things that are propagated by capitalistic dickheadedness doesn't actually benefit capitalism, like the fact that we don't cater to movies with like a more diverse audience, even though more diverse audiences are the consumers of movies and stuff like that. But yeah, so that all that money is being untapped or whatever, and people are like moving to online outlets and stuff like that, like ASOS they were talking about.
Yeah.
Plus, what is it? Plus size? No, Swimsuits for All or something like that.
Yeah.
But the thing with a lot of those places that you can't try on and then return if it doesn't fit.
So you don't want to spend like $60 on a video. Whatever.
Exactly. And those are always like very expensive too.
So it's just like, what are you left with?
Just gotta go naked.
You either start skinny dipping. and so I like, this just makes me think about how just the many ways that people are told that their bodies are not okay.
Fuck that noise. Your body's great.
Your body is fine. It's just hard to feel that way when nothing fits.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, that's or the things that do fit look like shit.
Exactly. Like, I enjoy clothing shopping, but sometimes it is shitty.
Pants are a hard thing when you have a black woman's ass.
You got an ass?
Yeah. It's mad difficult.
Or you got a little tummy, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like...
Or you have both.
Exactly. And you got some thick thighs, some small titties, some horn.
When you are Shanika.
My name is Ronald Savage. When I was younger, I was molested by Afrika Bambaataa. Afrika Bambaataa is the founding father of hip hop.
Afrika Bambaataa and his child predator nation,
aka Zulu Nation.
Yeah,
although it's really,
some of them are in line with that shit though.
So you don't know Afrika Bambaataa? Just
one of the founders of hip hop is all.
You know, you can look him up. There's plenty of stuff on him.
Yeah, famous song Planet Rock. It's the only one I know.
Same. Personally. Because you said it just now.
Huge in the 1970s and 80s. Came out of the Bronx. Introduced the world to rapping and like breakdancing and DJing and all that good stuff in hip-hop culture.
Important hip-hop man. Yes. To hip-hop culture.
Yes. Founding father, as they call it.
Yeah. So, so he was accused recently... by, what's it, four people now officially?
Yes.
The first person to step forward was a gentleman by the name of Ronald Savage,
mm-hmm.
who he said he was molested by Afrika, Mr. Bambaataa. I just want to call him Afrika, you know? I just can't say he's molested
by the entire continent, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't do that. when he was 15, I believe.
Yes.
And since he came forward, he wrote a book about it.
He wrote a book about it, and he was also interviewed by this pretty big DJ, I guess. This DJ used to work for a Hot 97 in New York City, and Power 105.1 in New York City. I guess he does his own thing now, and he interviewed... he interviewed Ronald Savage.
It's a very...
And everybody was like, oh, shit, wow.
Yeah, it's just very... it's fucked up, this guy's... He was, like, very upset, you know?
Yeah.
He's having intimacy issues. He came forward. He's 50 now. 50-ish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he's 50 or 51.
And what's so shitty is that apparently in New York, the statute of limitation on child sexual abuse is 23.
Yeah.
So if you don't report that you were molested or whatever, or assaulted by the age of 23, you can't fucking charge that person.
Yeah.
And that's, like, totally in line with some things that we've already talked about, right? Particularly when we talked about, like, Bill Cosby, the idea of... Why would you wait so long?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't just, like, raped, assaulted the next day. You know, let me tell everyone I know.
Yeah,
let
exactly. Really it's a difficult thing to talk about for a number of reasons.
Especially if you're young and you might not quite understand your own sexuality.
Yeah.
You know, you consider yourself straight or gay and you're raped by somebody who's not of your sexual... It's just, like, murky.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes years, decades, and some people never work it out.
You could just be embarrassed. You could be scared of what that person would do to your family. Or you.
Exactly. It's particularly, could like...
Be concerned about your reputation, especially because, like, this happened to a lot of people who were in their teens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You'd be like, well, you were just a sexual, promiscuous little thing running around. You deserve what happened to you or whatever.
Exactly. Or...
So there's a lot of reasons.
Oh, you gay?
Yeah, exactly.
Why would you even think about it? It's just so much... So is that him?
But it's also really weird because 23 is like prime time for, it's like when you're like interacting with more people. A lot of people go to college at that point in time.
I see. Yeah,
it's like that would be the time that you would say something.
Yeah, you might.
But we're just going to cut it off right then.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Once you get the courage.
So it's just a sad story, and a lot of people won't be, you know, I don't know if he'll be charged. Zulu Nation is denying it.
They're denying it in a really weird way, though. They were like, the victims coming forward are part of a government conspiracy to soil the Zulu Nation. Not the actual Zulu Nation, by the way. Not, like, Zulu people in actual Africa.
But, oh,
like,
yeah, Zulu Nation guys. Is the group in the Bronx currently. Like they're wider as well.
Yeah, but they're doing it to, like, soil their reputation and African Bambaataa's reputation, which is always so fucking stupid to me. No. Nobody, you didn't know who this guy was.
Nope.
What are they soiling?
Yeah, he was like, pretty low-key. Maybe his legacy. But it's like, you're a lot is at, especially if you can't take him to court, then why would you go and let the whole world know?
Yeah, there was also, so Ronald Savage, one of the men who this happened to.
The first guy who came out
about spoke
it.
Up. He had said that after he, or maybe it was Hassan Campbell, the other guy who came forward, who also did an interview with the Daily News or something like that. But I forgot who it was, but after something had come to light, they, the Zulu Nation themselves, called him and were like, oh, we'll give you, like, a certain amount of money if you just, like, keep quiet or whatever, and we'll contact Afrika Bambaataa and you can have, like, a sit-down interview with him or whatever.
I don't want to sit down and interview with my rapist.
First of all, and then second of all, why would any amount of money in the world ever make this okay? You took my innocence away from me.
Yeah.
So, and they actually have, like, those recordings and stuff like that. Wow. So to me that says, yeah, he's...
suspicious as fuck.
He's a rapist. I don't... Four people are never going to come forward and... Like, especially as a black man... immersed in hip-hop when everything is you're gay, that's
exactly.
Terrible.
That's brave.
Exactly. It's extremely brave. It's incredibly brave. I think another thing that they said to discredit victims that was that one of the victims was like mentally retarded or something like that, which is just like, first of all, that's a terrible thing to say, but yeah, second of all, even if that is true, those are the people who get preyed on the most some of the time. So.
Like, oh, you can't get raped if you have. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're differently. Yeah, exactly. You can't get raped.
Exactly.
So, that's shitty. And there's all these myths around men and rape, which I think definitely deserves some talking about, because I don't think enough people hear them or discuss them.
Mm-hmm.
But men can be raped if a guy says, hey, I was assaulted, or if they felt like something happened. If you did not consent to a sexual act, it was unconsented. It was rape or some sort of
abuse or assault.
Abuse or assault. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. If you did not consent, it doesn't matter if the most petite woman, the sweetest girl, gets you drunk and you wake up and she's on top of you. You know, that's rape. That's assault. So they've missed that one. Men can't be raped.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can be raped.
Mm-hmm.
The myth that women can't rape men.
Mm-hmm.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
You specifically, Sam, you have the power. You know, women can rape men too.
Not even gonna make a rebuttal joke.
There's
we're in too dark of a place.
It is very bad. So one thing that we'll talk about a little bit later, but is the idea that rape victims can and often do experience you'll have an erection while you're being raped, or you'll come, or you feel aroused, or your body will exhibit signs of arousal, and that is not your fault.
Yeah.
You know, the body does whatever, you know, just does what it does, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't distinguish between somebody's jerking you off and you're unconscious or whatever, you know, I still get aroused.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might take that as a sign of like, oh, they wanted it, you know. Nope.
Yeah.
You said no. I mean, it's like your body is saying yes and you're actually saying no. So men, I don't know, people are scared they won't be taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We at the Interho Uprising will take you seriously.
No, yeah, seriously.
You know, and other people will.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have a positive end note for that, exactly.
Yeah, I'm glad that they had the courage to come forward and stuff like that. And in turn sparked other people to come forward. And then in turn, maybe people who, like, weren't sexually assaulted by Afrika Bambaataa himself, but, like, by other people would feel courage to come forward as well.
Yeah coming forward does help.
And then it was also good that, like, people like Star or whatever, and then, like, in one of these articles by the Daily News, people were, like, very supportive of Ronald Savage and stuff like that, so it's like creating a little space for people to tell their truths and exactly. whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah, if someone tells you something, just listen, mm-hmm. be supportive, believe them,
yeah.
get them the help they need.
Exactly.
So that's it, boys.
Fuck that.
Now on to
fuck it.
This episode, we're discussing
orgasms.
Yeah.
That was my orgasm voice.
Orgasms.
My O face.
The O sound. Oh no, is that racist? I always make that racist fucking sound.
Is that a
That's
racist
a bird.
Sound?
Oh, was it? Okay,
it's
never,
a bird.
Never mind.
What do you think
yeah,
it was?
You can never say what race you think. What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Me and Lucas are just like, yeah,
something
that animal
about
sound.
It doesn't seem right.
I was like, she's gargling.
Not just racist.
Leave
we're
it in
we're
your
over,
head.
We're over.
That's what I think it is. Really.
First orgasm you've ever had, Sam.
Ooh, I don't remember, but it was just, you know, when I talked about on masturbations how I would make myself come and all that stuff. I don't, maybe I was like Googling what an orgasm is and I was like, wow, that happened. But I don't remember the first orgasm. Yeah. There's been, you know,
it's been many. You could have been a child when you had your first one.
Yeah, maybe. That happens sometimes.
I know. I started the same way I am now. Just humping them pillows.
Humping towels.
All the time.
Humping towels.
All
pillows.
The time. Mad simple. First orgasm with another person.
Probably, Akeem fingering me.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a funny. Mine, too, was John. Mine, too, was Akeem fingering
me. Akeem has fingered us all.
Yes. Our first orgasm.
Yes, he has.
He brings a gift to the world. But no, it was definitely with John.
Uh-huh.
It was, oh, man, I remember it. I remember very, it was like my first, was it our first, like, it was the first time, like, anything that wasn't. Wasn't even using tampons. I must have been using tampons. It's just like it's like in the blurred territory.
I was from that good old vaginal penetration.
Yeah,
I was talking some clitoral that. Fingering.
Oh,
so we are different, you and I.
we are.
We do not have the same
this
vagina.
This is what it is. Aww. But I just remember like, it was weird because I never experienced it before. And his nails were kind of like not as trimmed as they could have been. You know, but I just remember like So I remember having this feeling that it was like, oh, that's an interesting feeling. It's kind of nice. But it didn't feel like orgasms when I, like, masturbate,
mm-hmm.
which feel like more, like, in the clitoral region than mm-hmm. they do in, like, the, I don't know, like, my orgasms when I'm having penetrative orgasms or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Feel more like, can feel like a whole body hum or vibration or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it just feels different than when I'm masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
So when it was the John, I didn't realize that it was me coming. So I was like, oh, interesting sensation there. Is this it? Oh, it's gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
So are your penetration-based orgasms, like, lesser?
No, I think it's just different. It's very different. Because I feel like the ones with, like the pressure-based.
Yeah.
The clitoral stimulation.
What is an orgasm? No, because I'm just like, sometimes there's like a building of pressure when I'm having penetrated. Like, sometimes I've experienced like the same type of orgasm where it's like, oh my fucking god,
hey.
From penetration or whatever, mm-hmm. and like no real clitoral stimulation going on. Like, I guess my clit is like rubbing against the person's like abdomen or something like that, but it's really just like penetrative based. But sometimes it's just penetration, and I'm just like, this is like a buildup of things, and this is like sort of a release of things, but it doesn't mm-hmm. feel like what I would call an orgasm.
Oh, interesting.
Are those these tiny orgasms that you speak of?
Not that they're tiny. They're just like a...
Okay, so maybe I'm nothing. I don't know what I'm
maybe
talking
you're
about.
Not feeling anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Making it all up, Sam.
She ever come a
day
for
orgasm
in your life?
Which some people haven't.
Yeah.
Some people just can't
mm-hmm.
orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
But just feels different. I, like, hesitate to, like, think about it because I'll get all aroused and whatnot. Just mad
you
off.
Get aroused. You get aroused right here, right now.
Just give me a moment,
Chihuahua.
Guys. Chihuahua. Shoot, say it, Lucas, say it. Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah. My loins. I'm coming right now.
It just feels different. It's just like a... Oh, man. It's hard to explain. Because you think of purple electricity, that helps nobody, you know? Nobody
understands. Yeah, I was saying this on Periscope earlier, that when I come, I have this weird...
How do I describe this?
It's just a weird faint memory, but it's not actually of anything that I can ever remember. It's just this feeling of familiarity. I don't know how to describe it. It's very odd. I'm just like, oh, there's that thing again.
It's happening.
It's odd, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, sometimes it just feels like my whole body is tingling, I guess, like tingling sensations. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll be just like the lower belly button and below, like mm-hmm. a tingly feel. It's nice, though. It's really nice. It feels like, I remember snapping out of orgasms. Like I went somewhere and came back, like, oh, yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Sometimes I'll be like, man, did I really just go unconscious or, like, fall asleep for a little bit there? Where you're just, like, not thinking about anything.
Yeah, just nothing is happening.
And I'm always thinking about something. That's why it's weird. Oh, do you have, like, multiple orgasms, as they say?
I don't think I've had orgasms, like, back-to-back, but I do usually... Some people do. Mm-hmm. But I do usually have more than one orgasm. Maybe more than, dare I say, three? Mm-hmm. Most times I have sex, you know? Mm-hmm. Just a feeling that builds and releases and builds and releases, and I don't have to, like... Nothing really has to change for that to happen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a position change, like, mm-hmm. makes it happen.
I guess faster. Usually that's hard for me because... it's usually, like, clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't touch there anymore. You're hurting me. But sometimes I've had some bomb-ass head where it's like, hope.
Those are the words?
It's like, yeah.
Yes.
But then it's like, you're hurting me.
Then it's like, all right, calm down.
Get out of that area, man.
Yeah, you gotta be mad gentle. But also, as rough as I would like you to be. You just gotta listen
to my communication.
Exactly. If I say harder,
you gotta go slower, harder.
Longer, not as deep.
Yeah. I can say what orgasms feel like for me. Nah. Besides that weird memory thing.
Not interesting.
No,
Sam.
Don't do it, Sam. Don't do it. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like I have such an unpoetic description
That's
of
fine.
It. It's just a building up of pressure in my loins. In my nether region, and then when it just like there's like a switch that's tripped, and then everything just releases like a good sneeze or fart or any type of other bodily release, and everything feels mad good, and there's like a whole bunch of like contractions or whatever, and while the contractions are happening, I'm just like, what the fuck is going on in my life, whatever type of like sometimes it's like a laugh that'll happen after, or like sometimes I've cried after.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm an emotional bitch.
Seems like you get very intense orgasms.
Huh?
Seems like you get very intense orgasms.
That might be what's happening.
Maybe you like...
Except for when it's like a really whack masturbation session and it's just like, okay. Like, oh, those are the worst.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it feels like. Sometimes I'm mad tired after. And I'll just go to sleep.
Just take a nap.
Yeah.
Soothing.
Yeah.
I used to fall asleep all the time after sex.
Do you feel that orgasms, this is just something that came up with my friends, and I asked 23 about it, and I also asked Akeem about it. Does coming with someone you love, is that different from the experience of having an orgasm with someone who you're not in love with?
I guess with thick dick, I don't know, it was like doggy style and then riding him. So they weren't like the most like lovey-dovey, super like, I just had more
looking
sex
into
with
your
John.
Eyes.
Yeah, it wasn't, I was just like feeling the feels for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, because like afterwards, like with John, like we'll hold each other, cuddle, you know. Didn't do that
every single time?
Not for a very long time, but there'll be like an after, like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we high five.
Sometimes I'll just get up and like.
I say some words. I do say like, something. I usually say
go to the bathroom or something like that.
Well, my work here.
Or like
done.
If the person is like late, I'll just be like, nigga. And I'll walk away. Maybe I'm not very expressive.
What does that even mean?
Just like, look at you on the floor, nigga. It means nothing, really.
You just had sex with me.
Gamed you again.
Yeah, I think with it was a little awkward. I was weird with Radio Silence.
Mm-hmm.
Is he like afterwards? He was like he kissed me on the forehead. It was like mad intimate
after you came.
Yeah. Well, after he came, I'd come. He finished last. Just kiss me on the forehead.
That's weird to me.
And the lips. It's like mad intimate. I'm like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But
then he like got up and he made this weird grunt sound.
That was his version of nigga. That's what that is. That's that emotion.
This weird grunt, and then as he was walking away, I'm like, that man has no ass. I didn't realize.
That man has a concave shape in the place where his ass is supposed
it's
to be.
It's just a hole. It's all the rectum. It's all the rectum. It's an enlarged rectum.
That's really funny.
Ooh. Oh, boy.
Okay, well, me personally have never come outside of being with 23 and Akeem.
Oh.
And the first time 23 made me come was when we first met or whatever. I believe I was riding his face. So I didn't feel anything. No. I didn't feel any sort of intimate emotions. Felt like I was in charge. Yeah, so I don't know. I guess afterwards it's nice. It's like that good intimate feeling of being connected to a person. I don't know if those are like what we expect from society, and I'm just like putting my line of thinking on that and syncing it up with that, or if I actually feel an intimate sort of way.
Your brain releases oxytocin along with dopamine when you come, and oxytocin is like the hormone that controls like bonding with a mate.
Wow.
You're not making it up.
Wow. No, it's nice. It's real nice.
It's a legit thing.
Yeah. Okay.
It's legit.
Why do I cry sometimes?
I don't know why you cry. Although those are all within like the range of things that people say happens when they come.
Mm-hmm.
just get so emotional.
Yeah.
Nigga. Just cry about it.
That's exactly it. Came to you again. Yeah.
Oh, man. The science of orgasms?
Mm-hmm.
So here's some basics about what's going diggity-diggity down in your body when you're making a whoopee.
Very Alana Glazer.
So basically, there are four stages of the human sexual response. I believe it was Bill Masters and Virginia Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who discovered this. I know this because I watched Masters of Sex.
Okay.
All right, so human sexual response, mm-hmm. there's excitement.
So that's like when your poontang is getting wet?
Yeah. You're like, ooh. People's dilating, maybe sweating a little bit, you know, getting a little moisture. Maybe that semi-hard phase.
Yeah.
Half then staff. There's the plateau of arousal.
All right, what's that?
I don't know.
That's probably like the building of the pressure.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, because then it leads to the climax.
You coming.
And then the release. It's called the resolution.
That's when I fart.
It's just like fucking storytelling. There's like, it's like the plot arc of like how stories
That's
grow.
Exactly what it is.
It's all sex. Everything we do is sex.
Life is sex.
So art basically, sex. So after you get aroused, mm-hmm. this is like as you're getting towards the good old, the comedy come town time.
Ooh, my favorite
town. So your brain is stimulating blood flow to your genitals.
Okay.
Things are being engorged. The clitoris, the vagina.
That's when, like, your vagina opens up.
And your uterus shifts or some shit like that.
Just like, let me get out of the way, make way for this dirk.
let me
for these fingers.
Exactly.
For the strap on.
For that tongue. Well, tongue shouldn't go that high, you know. But, or maybe.
The
maybe,
longest tongue in the world.
A long tongue.
He touched my uterus.
Maybe some interesting head.
Good thing she shifted out of the way.
Thank God that uterus wasn't in my fucking way. So then the heartbeat and the breathing increases, which mm-hmm. that's legit.
That actually happens, yes.
And then your central nervous system sends pleasure signals to your brain. Not to your brain. Yeah, to your brain, I suppose.
I don't know how the brain works, man.
Oh, you know what it is? So your peripheral nervous system, which is just anything that isn't the brain or the spinal cord.
Mm-hmm.
It's the peripheral nervous system. All
the nerves and shit.
So your central nervous system is just like firing off thousands of good vibe signals, and it's all going to the...
Hey, man, yeah, this is nice. This is real nice.
Good vibes, good vibes. Good vibes. That's they're all coming in.
this is going well. This is going real well.
So that's what happens.
We gotta narrate just a video of someone coming.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
So yeah. Oh, your central nervous system is fully engaged, sending mm-hmm. joy and whatnot.
So it doesn't give a fuck about anything else in that moment.
No. Oh yeah.
Because that'll fuck up my cum. Like if I start thinking about other stuff, I'm just when like, oh, damn.
In theory.
This nigga who's eating my pussy is so ugly. I can't cum.
That's rough. But you know.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I don't think that's ever happened. Except for that one time I was real high and the guy got real ugly to me.
So then it did happen. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what you said in your mind. You were quoting your thoughts from that day. But but there is so when you're coming, so the regions of your brain that control of your body, mm-hmm. Your reasoning and self-evaluation are like shut down, as well as fear and anxiety.
Yeah, so you have to be dampened. Really comfortable. Yeah, and that's why I don't think I can come with other people.
Although, sad note.
No, Sam, you just suck.
No, like rape victims, since like, it's, I don't know, I have some people think that it's like an adaptive response where like, if you're like, the people who are like repeatedly raped, because not all rape is like very violent, you know, mm-hmm. it's like intimate partner rape, or you submit to rape because, you know, you don't want to get hurt any yeah. worse. So yeah. you could still come, and I assume you're probably scared, mm-hmm. you know. So that's why, like, these are some basics, but there's just a lot weird. Of gray area in question yeah. in here that a sexologist, scientist, would it, or yes. psychologist,
someone all of those
be,
things.
Yeah, would be really dope to talk to. I would love to do an orgasms part two and, like, really get in depth.
Mm-hmm.
But some basics. So that happens. So in men...
People with penises.
Ah, yeah. So people with penises. so when they come, the anal sphincter.
My favorite place.
The muscles of the penis mm-hmm. and the prostate gland start to contract. And then there's ejaculation. So it's apparently that can be 3 to 10 seconds, although some guys say that they...
But the ejaculation itself?
Is no. The feeling of the orgasme.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's in theory, a refractory period. Well, a lot of people have a refractory period for, like, minutes to hours, but there are, of course, some people who say that they, some people with penises who say that they have multiple orgasms, which mm-hmm. in theory guys aren't supposed to be able to have, but...
Mm-hmm. I feel like there's just not enough research done.
Yeah, exactly.
So, about people with penises yeah. coming, how long does it last in your experience? Like, from what you've seen? Like, what's playing out? And by all of this, I mean, Akeem is the loudest person in the entire world.
It's just like, give me some details.
It's so loud. It sounds like he's dying
Reenact
a little bit.
It. Reenact.
And like fucking toes will like literally curl and stuff like that. Like his hands get deformed and things. Like a lot is going legit. On. A it lot happens. Is, and he just can't shut up. And
wait, what is he saying? Is he just yelling?
He's just yelling. The other day, he drooled all over my hand.
Whoa.
Like, my hand was covered in drool.
That's legit. That's what's...
Yeah.
If you watch the opening of Masters of Sex, it's just a montage of all the things that people do when uh-huh, they come. It's uh-huh. so cool. It's
it was
show.
Weird, like, seeing other people come after that, because I was like, guess these niggas just don't enjoy it as much as Akeem does. But I think that's just his thing.
That's just
or
his
whatever.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you sometimes can't control bodily functions. And I'm
like, you come? Like, what the fuck just happened?
Oh, but, yeah.
It was good. It was great.
When I was having sex with Thick Dick, I wasn't sure if he had come, you know? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes you just don't know. Sometimes it's just silent.
Yeah.
Like that one dick I had to walk away from. He was just too quiet.
Too silent, man. And he should make a show. Performance arts.
I can definitely, like, feel the contraction of the penis. Like, if I'm blowing somebody and they come, I can definitely feel the penis
feel
contracting.
Feel it hop up and down.
And also inside of me, too. It's just like, meow, meow, meow. That's
yeah.
the sound.
Sometimes I can feel it, sometimes I can't.
I'm trying to remember if... I don't remember if caramel made any sounds. I don't think so. Radio silence. Maybe had, like, a grunt or groan of sorts. He walks his flat ass out of there to the bathroom.
His concave ass. His ass defying, like, space and gravity.
And if you have a small ass, it's not, I'm not, like, insulting it. Just because he's so annoying.
Yeah.
That's why it's hard to insult people as a feminist, because I can't, I accept all body types. You're all yeah. great to me.
If you're a great person, your concave ass is great.
It's lovely. Yeah. Exactly.
But in this case, what the fuck is up with that guy?
In this case, it's the negative matter that scientists are doing research on.
That's funny. Dark That's matter. Very funny.
70% of our universe is made up of it.
Including radio silences ass.
Exactly. John, he just makes sounds, looks like he's in pain, like his face.
Yeah, you would think Akeem is dying.
Yeah. He just doesn't look comfortable.
Sometimes I'm like, yo, are you okay, man?
But I feel like he just has a very classic cum face. Like, but not as stupid as porn stars, but the basic wide mouth. Never mind then, because that's a classic porn star. a bobblehead.
Jack off. But,
breathing in deeply and eyes usually closed. Oh, have you ever made eye contact when you came? Usually just my eyes closed.
I think my eyes are always closed. Because I know it looks so stupid.
The thing is, people are probably I'm doing that.
Yeah, probably.
But you feel strange.
No, I don't feel strange.
I feel fine.
Because I kind of just let go. I'm okay with letting go.
Yeah, you don't care. You're not, the region of your brain that controls self-evaluation is not,
exactly.
Not as active as it could be.
Exactly. It's off completely.
My eyes are usually closed. I like to watch people come. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing as they're coming? What do you do as the cum occurs?
It depends. As the cum occurs. It depends on where I'm at in my my cycle of sexual response.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It depends. Because sometimes sometimes someone there, John in particular, is keep going. If it's doggy style, I'll just keep, mm-hmm. backing that ass up.
Yeah.
But also, if he slows down, I'm not going to. It's I feel really weird when, if I'm not rhythmic for some reason, mm-hmm. It takes time to catch the rhythm, it just feels awkward. I'm like, oh god, it's not happening. It's not whoosh, 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 whoosh. It's whoosh, oh wait,
I feel awkward too, and I'm like, oh damn, he's gonna hate me for the rest of my life. It's
her legs must be tired. I'm like, oh, I'm weak, weak, weak.
Sucks.
So I feel awkward about that, and usually, when he's coming, his rhythm breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, I don't want to, try and, keep up, so mm-hmm. I just kind of, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll, I don't know, kiss his neck or rub my hand through his hair,
mm-hmm.
or, kiss him on the cheek or the mouth or mm-hmm. just do nice things.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy. But I'll usually slow down because he has sometimes if I've kept going, it's hurt. He's just sensitive afterwards. So I'm mm-hmm. not trying to break his dick.
Which you would in that case.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I love him.
Can't break that dick off.
Exactly.
I guess I will just, resume business as usual. I'll just keep riding the fuck out of that dick or whatever. When it's Akeem, because he's so loud, I'll cover his mouth and stuff like that.
Oh,
or I'll
hot.
Just, shove his face into, a boob or something like that, so he just mm-hmm. shuts the fuck up.
Wow.
It's very loud. It's very loud.
It's very sexy, though. I like that. That's great. Shut up. Shut up.
I'm really trying out here or whatever. Or I'll just, just to be a bitch, I'll, I'll contract my vagina just to, give it a little extra. And I know that's not exactly what he needs at the moment because there is so much sensation going on. But I just like to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, see how if he feels it.
Usually, yeah, exactly.
Usually they do notice.
Yeah, exactly. And so they go a little bit crazier.
I can be doing more here.
Yeah.
Working on your Kegels as you're fucking.
With 23, I don't know when he's coming, bro. He doesn't really ever say it either.
So let you know when he's done.
Yeah, sometimes. And then other times, I'm just like, one time he came and then he was just still going. And I was like,
what's happening here?
I didn't know he came.
You wouldn't know.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that's all weird. Other people, I don't know. I don't remember having sex with anyone right now. Outside of them for some
just
reason.
Just for some reason, no memories.
Yeah.
Just that one
I don't know what anyone else. I don't know what anyone else has ever done or what I've ever done. Whatever. We should move on to what happens when a woman comes.
When a woman comes.
Sorry, a person with a vagina.
A person with a vag. Ina. Comes up.
A vagine.
So with the vagine, contractions happen between the uterus, mm-hmm. the vagina, and the pelvic muscles. The clitoris. So I was like, but what about a clitoral orgasm versus a vaginal? Mm-hmm. And apparently it's all the same orgasm. It just feels different. It can be concentrated in different places. Because just in case you don't know, some people don't know, clitoris is not just the little nub.
Yeah.
It looks like it extends like a wishbone kind of. So like just like around near the lobbies, some of the nerves in the clitoris go like around the vagina. They're in the vaginal area. So like just a lot's going on. The clitoris is, it's like 8,000 nerves. So it's a lot's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The duration on average is 20 seconds, but can last up to an hour. I've never had an hour long orgasm.
That.
We don't have any refractory periods, so we can just have multiple orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
More parts of the women's brain, the person with the vagina's brain, are shut down or dampened than men's. Than people with penises.
Why is that?
It's suggested that maybe it's because of the duration of the orgasm.
Okay.
But like that's why a lot of people with vages go into like a more trance-like state, which
That's where that weird memory comes from.
It's just like the brain dies and what is left is the soul. Your soul is that memory. You're seeing your soul.
I might be seeing something from a past life.
It's familiar because it is the essence of yourself.
Oh my God.
You know it intimately.
Wow.
That's very what happens. There it very is. I read that online about you specifically.
Just older, smart black men.
Yeah, right?
They're all the same.
Let's see. Have I not been? I haven't come every time I've had sex. I didn't come that much with radio silence.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pokey dick.
How many times did you come?
Oh, like I didn't come that hard with radio silence. That's what it is.
How many times did you come?
Maybe three times. It's just, you know,
wow.
When you switch positions and things get into a groove,
it's
like,
how many times did you come with thick dick?
Twice. Maybe more than twice. We had sex twice, so I definitely came twice.
It's just all these vaginal orgasms.
Yeah, it just happens.
That is not my life.
Gotta do slow, long strokes. Do you hear that, audience?
No. I'll say it again. Slow, long strokes. Hey, you please, mama.
You're standing up and it's from behind. Make sure you reach in front and give me a little stimulation.
That will definitely make me come, but I don't know. I just can't come with, like, strangers, even if they're not strangers. It's hard. I guess I just don't feel comfortable. I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Just can't turn my brain off.
Mm.
Can't tap into that memory, you know?
That soul. You can't see into the mirrors of your soul.
So I don't know why I came with 23 that time.
Because
could have just been very good at
you're in love now. Oh, yeah, he could also just be talented.
Maybe it's
that boy has a gift.
Yeah. I don't know.
What the
hell? Wasn't even drunk or anything like that. Mm. So about the squirting thing that people like you do,
just
tell
once.
Me more.
So that's the sound. If you think of when Spider-Man like flies between buildings and he does that thing with his wrist, and it's like
that thing with his wrist.
That's the one time I squirted. It was just.
Was it wet all over the place?
It wasn't. It was more.
And it's like you were coming, right? Like squirting is when you're coming.
It was coming, and then although it was interesting though, because it was like I came, and then there was also a lot of liquid, so. It's just hard to explain. It was just like
I'm so fascinated.
It's just like a small flood, a miniature flood.
This is what the rappers talk about.
A dollhouse flood.
What is squirting?
I don't know, man.
Cervical mucus.
This is the time we.
Okay, so earlier we were on Periscope, right? And everyone was saying that they had squirted. There was like 7 people
that's a lot
on,
of people.
And every woman said that they have squirted at least once, except for me. And I hate not being a perv, so.
Hey, don't take it out on me.
Fucking mad.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but like the stat is supposedly that only 12% of women can squirt. So either we had the weirdest sampling in the world,
but
that's not how math works.
We may have. We have to ask another woman.
Or there's just like not enough information or research on squirting. We may have to ask another woman. Should I call my mom? I'm
just kidding. Hey, mom.
I'm squirting right now, Sam.
I was squirting all day.
You mean you haven't been? Ah, nah, Sammy, that's not good, Sammy. That's not good.
Ah, here we go. Oh, in the first form, a small amount of milky white fluid is expressed. What? Secreted by the skene glands, which drain into the urethra. I'm just going to read this one thing.
Okay. Oh, did it feel like you were peeing?
No, it didn't.
People say it smells like pee, right? Or, like, looks like pee, or...
It didn't smell it. It was a black towel, so I couldn't really tell any color.
There's some pee in it?
Yeah. In the
you
first
know more
form,
about squirting than me, Lucas? What the fuck is going on here? I'm so uninformed.
I feel really awkward.
I just feel bad.
I'm just reading all these like headlines. Like,
and then both concludes, boyfriends have had squirters, and I just feel like,
yeah, you're fine. You're
another
fine.
Thing I can never do for you: deep throating, squirting. What else?
Deep throating is difficult, though. It seems real hard.
Like,
and it doesn't.
When
turn
someone's
me on.
Eating me out, do they ever feel like they're going to vomit? No. So why would they wish that upon me? Wow, Lucas.
I mean, but they could be a sadist, you know? Yeah, they could just be a little sadistic.
I'm sensitive to taste.
Lucas just said that he's gonna throw up if he eats me out on the weirdest episode of Interho Uprising yet.
We get to know Lucas a little bit better. This we now know.
Thanks, man.
It might not be you. It might be. Oh, no.
It could be me.
Lucas said he will throw up if he eats both of us out.
This just in. Lucas would throw up if he ate either of us out.
I'm just gonna throw up. If I eat anyone out, I'm just gonna throw up.
Wow, there you go. There we go.
Hey, I've never eaten a girl out. Is anyone interested?
No. Whole season part two.
Whole season part two.
You gotta get on girls, man.
Anyway,
about the squirting, though.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what the fuck squirting is. But we're gonna have, I think we'll have an entire episode on squirting.
Yeah.
And we'll bring in some squirting.
I'm gonna try my best to squirt.
Hey!
I'm gonna use all those methods that they say. Sometimes. What are some of these methods that
it's
they
like
say?
Like edging. Okay. Masturbating. Explain what real hard. Is. Edging is when you like, you either masturbate, you have sex until you're about to come, mm-hmm. but then you don't. You like wait a little bit. You either wait till the feeling dies down completely and then you go again. It should, in theory, strengthen your orgasm and it might make you squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say drink a lot of water, but by some people, I mean my one dorm neighbor, and she was speaking out of her ass, so it's not a real
thing.
She's
just like, I drink water and I squirt.
She
so
does.
That's
yeah,
all
she
you
drinks
do.
A lot of water, though.
I drink a lot of water, too.
Do you?
Yes.
Everybody else drinks more water than me.
It's okay. We've squirted, so there goes that
That's
fucking
all
theory.
That matters.
Ever came from some good old booty stimulations?
No, I have not.
What about some good old titty stimulations?
I have not. I don't think I've come from anything outside of the vaginal region.
Okay.
The vulvo-vaginal area.
Mm-hmm. I can come from, like, heavy vaginal stimulation. Mm-hmm. Sorry, heavy breast stimulation and just like mad light clitoris sensation.
Ah.
Like you're barely there, so it's really just my titties that are happening. Mm. And I've made myself come with my boobs completely, like solely. Like not doing anything down there.
What? By yourself?
Yeah.
Explain what you were doing.
Just playing with the mad heart and just like squeezing my...
How were you playing
squeezing
with
my... Getting all wet with the saliva.
The wet hands.
The salivas wow. and the boobs and the porns.
You made yourself come with porn and your boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. You're like Superwoman.
I mean, I would like clench my legs together, so that's like a little bit of a vaginal
stimulation.
Yeah, exactly.
You seem like a hard orgasmer.
It just seems like, I don't know why you're getting where you're getting that from.
I don't know, man.
I think I do, because the way you're saying it is just like, ooh, that
seems
was
like
a
you
different
come
sensation.
Harder than me. Yeah.
Yeah.
This just did.
Sam comes harder than Janika. Janika squirts. Lucas vomits at all. Lucas is disgusted by it all.
I just vomit when they
work. Lucas.
This just did.
Getting to know us more.
Projectile
and more.
Vomit. Projectile come.
Oh, this is so fun. Wait, what did you just say? And Sam just.
It was just all funny to me. I was just thinking about it all. Sorry, guys. I spit my Pepsi all over myself.
Fine. Oh, it was Pepsi.
That was the last bit of Pepsi I had, too. Aww. Now it's in my eye. Like Lucas's vomit when he.
It's a good day.
Yeah, this is why I'm single.
Oh, no, that's not why.
No.
That's why.
It's
It'll be
else.
After this airs, though. yeah, that's it for Fuck
It!
Now on to Fuck
Me!
The segment where we talk about our fucking lives.
Our fucking lives,
yeah. So, today, I'll be going first.
Yeah.
Sorry, Shanika.
We've got a mystery guest.
Dum dum dum. This is a joint Fuck Me that I'll call Fuck Us this week.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like it.
I thought about it on the train. So last week, did you guys listen to the episode last week?
No.
I actually completely cut the fuck me section.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it boring?
Because it was long and dreadful. No. It wasn't boring, but I was talking about the way that I feel that my boyfriend, 23, is not attracted to me physically. But I also felt like I wasn't displaying his side of the story, partially because we had to go, but partially because I don't fully know his side of the story because it's my brain, not his brain.
Yeah.
So this week we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know, this is something that's been on my mind since we've been dating or whatever, but specifically, I guess it came up last week because, or the week before last week, because he was on, this is like the moment that maybe we want to talk about on the show or whatever, he was on Plenty of Fish, and he sent me like a whole bunch of pictures of girls that he had been talking to or whatever, and he was just like, such and such is bad, she's bad, she's bad, she's bad or whatever, she's okay, whatever. And I was just like, I looked at one of the girls and I was like, wait, she's bad? Mm. And I thought that the girl was pretty, but I didn't think she was like, quote unquote, a bad bitch, you know? Like,
it's like, what it's like actually a Muppet.
What are you talking about? You're just trying to fuck up my story, Shuga! Yeah, so I saw the girl and I was like, she's bad? Because like before we had been talking, and there was, like, this whole thing that he told me or whatever and basically said, you know, you're not a bad bitch. And I was like, you know what? I guess I'm not a bad bitch, nor do I want to be, nor am I trying to be. And I don't think I emulate that or whatever, but I think that I am pretty or whatever. And I also think that I should be deemed, like, beautiful or gorgeous in the eyes of my partner.
But how do you, what is bad bitch? Or, like, what were the characteristics of bad bitches?
My characteristics of bad bitch is just, like, super beat face, carry yourself like a bad bitch, probably, like, very
carry
thick.
Carry yourself like a bad
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah, you know, like, you just, you're very confident in your looks.
Okay.
And I know that I don't carry myself like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, that's my characteristics of a bad bitch or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, wait, you think she's bad, but you don't think I'm bad or whatever? So what do you think is bad? And he said, all right, let's clear this up since it's coming up so much or something like that. And that's actually how he sounds. He sounds like this. And he was like, a bad bitch is, there's like regular gorgeous girls and there are people who are like super gorgeous and she's super gorgeous or whatever. And then he like went to another girl's picture and she was like, see that girl, she's gorgeous and she knows she's gorgeous. And then I had to like get off the phone that day or whatever. And then I was just like, damn, this nigga thinks I'm ugly.
Oh, you're not ugly.
Thank you. And then I talked to him about it because I said I was going to talk about it on the podcast. So we texted about it the day before we recorded or whatever. But instead of me reading that text, we have him on the line and he's going to say what he has to say.
Everyone, welcome 23.
Applause, 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 applause.
That's how I get.
Sorry.
I'm holding the phone. I can't actually clap.
I could.
Shanika doesn't have hands.
Okay, much better, much better. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so where do we start? By the way, you two did this story about a million times. It was not POF. It's sad because you're the one that recommended this.
Oh, it was Soul Swipe. Sorry.
There it is.
Just changing things.
Fact number one, you rock.
I'm also not your boyfriend.
See, I don't even know this boy. She found my number through Facebook.
All right, man, get to the point.
You gotta give me something to rebuttal to or a story to, like, you didn't initiate anything. So you just said, hi, this is Cardine.
Yeah, my bad.
So I guess my whole thing with, what I guess the first rebuttal would be, do you think I'm pretty? But then the real thing that I really want people to listen to on the show or whatever, not to just air my business, is like, in a relationship, does it have to be a situation where the two people who are dating think that, like, the other person is one of the most beautiful people in the entire world, physically. Okay, whether other people think that or not.
Okay, no, that's good. That's easy. We can start off. Yeah, Sam, you're pretty. You all right.
This is why I have low self-esteem.
But no, you know, I mean, you don't know that you're not ugly, but you're not ugly. There are girls who are hideous, and you're not one of them. She loves this.
It's just so sweet.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so much. You feel that, right? No, all right, all jokes aside. No, Sam, you are attracted to me, you are pretty to me, but there's, there's girls that I find gorgeous and super gorgeous, and that's different. There's levels to this shit, but, I find you attractive in a million other ways. That's why physical attraction really doesn't matter to me. Not all too much. But, okay, I guess that's the first topic. And you said the second one was how that plays into a relationship. I mean, I think ideally, every woman, every man in a relationship wants that other, their significant other, to see them as the best looking person that ever was, or just have eyes for that one person. But to be honest, truthfully, I don't think it's commonly like, I don't think it's like that in every relationship. I think it's traditional to be that way. I think it's faked and people pretend to be like that. But I don't think every single relationship is like that. Honestly, I think it's the lower number of people that actually genuinely feel that way about their partner.
The minority.
There it is. But no, for me, no, I don't need that. I don't need you to be the baddest girl in the world or a model or anything. As long as you don't look like it's gonna be something stupid. That's cool. I'm cool on that. I don't.
What if I did look like Quasimodo?
You wouldn't have had a chance. I don't do anything in the wow. Sevens is a stretch.
Sevens is a stretch? Yeah, you trying to call me a seven?
I didn't say you were a seven. Sevens is a stretch. I'd stretch. I would have to tolerate a seven. I would have to lower my standard a little bit.
Okay.
Like, what don't you understand?
We get the point.
No, Sam, I mean, if it makes sense, I'm going to make it real simple for you. On a scale of my scale, my Cardin scale of 1 to
You said 11, your real name.
That's cool. It's been like 8 months.
Aww.
Has it been 8 months?
No.
In Sam's time, yes. Okay. It stresses me the fuck out.
Anyway, as you were saying.
On my scale, Cardin's personal scale of from 1 to 11, Sam is an 8.5.
Oh, that's mad high. I'll take that. Sheik is like, why are you settling for less?
Sheik's face was like, I feel insecure about my personal views and opinions on attraction is that is it solely because you're not at the top of that list. You're not at the pinnacle of that.
I don't think
And I think that's what bothers you. No, I know for sure that's what bothers you. It pairs with your low self-esteem, and then you let it bring you down. I don't feel like you should let it bring you down.
It's not
like
that I'm not... Okay, I do suffer from low self-esteem. It's not that I'm not at the top of your list. It's that you're mean. You're, like, mad mean all the time. And, like, mostly you're joking, but sometimes it's like, wait, what? Are you joking? Because, you know, as people say, in every joke, there's, like, 50% truth or whatever.
You mean, when you say mean, you mean mean to you? What do you mean?
You're mean to everybody. Yeah, I am included in that.
Yeah, you're mean to me, too. Right, that's
what I'm saying. Like, Claire has been victimized by Cardim.
All heads, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I don't know what else
to bring that up for. I get it. I knew that I was mean. I'm pretty sure you
Because sometimes you make fun of the way I look.
Oh, okay. That's what you should have opened with.
Come on. It wasn't a fucking logical leap. Jesus.
Yeah, it was just saying. Yeah, I mean... Look, like, the things, you didn't even let me finish, because the second part was supposed to be me, my thoughts on
continue, how attraction continue.
Goes into a relationship. But no, I'm going to answer this, and then I'm going to get back to my fucking point. yeah, I mean, I talk about you, I say things about you. Like, for example, I talk about you, your big nose, and your chubby cheeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I say many things about them. I make great jokes about them.
Phillip Stadium.
If you have a big nose and then chubby cheeks, I think it's cute because it fits your face. It's your face. It's your nose and your cheeks. And I love you. I like you.
Aww.
So.
Okay.
Now I can actually get to my thought.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I feel like physical attraction really doesn't play that much of a role in relationships. I think, like, when you initially meet somebody, it plays a bigger part than you being in a relationship with someone. Mm-hmm. And I think the only time it really plays a part, well, a significant part in a relationship is when you're going out with that person. Like, for example, like when KTN said he used to feel embarrassed when he was out with his ugly girlfriends.
Yeah. Like, follow us on Periscope, guys.
I have ugly friends that I don't like hanging out with. So I get it. It makes sense.
The ugly you.
Yeah, ugly is subjective. But yeah, I see what you're saying, though.
But no, like, I can be with somebody. I can be madly in love with somebody who doesn't look like fucking Alicia Keys. or I could be in love with somebody who's a fucking model, who's a 10 on the scale. But that doesn't, that the looks don't play a big part in that. Not, it's not a deciding factor of how my relationship's gonna go with you. So I mean, that's why I mean everybody's so AX so confused, like, what, he doesn't think you're that attractive, what, he just loves you. And it's like, it can happen. It happens a lot. It's not that big of a deal. And honestly, I think the way I do it, the way I love and the way I'm in a relationship with you, the relationship that I have with you, is more genuine than those others. And that right there gives it more potential to be a more loving and fun and creative and just to enjoy each other more than everybody else who claims to have the most beautiful girl in the world. And
I agree with that. A friend of mine said that with her boyfriend, she just, this is like very rude and sensitive language, she's like, he looks kind of special.
Oh shit.
It was like the rudest thing, but they're still together, they're very happy. You know,
bring your old special ass over here.
It's so rude.
That's cute.
Yeah, but they,
yeah,
they look good.
No, together. I agree with that too. I do, and this is why I was like reconsidering it, and this is why I really wanted to talk about it on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Is because I think that's like, it goes in line with those traditional values of what we see relationships mm-hmm. should be. And this podcast is all about breaking those traditional values.
Yeah. Definitely like the, so, having like the arm candy, or like having a woman who is pretty, like the trophy wife. Mm-hmm. I think that definitely plays into,
yeah, that's traditional,
that.
And that's why it's blasphemous that I don't
blaspheme
the most beautiful woman in the whole world, right?
Even though there is no most beautiful woman in the whole world.
I mean, Sam is the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Yeah.
In your mind.
For being honest. In your mind.
That's the only place.
That's all that matters.
The only place that matters. I edit this shit. I can make all you guys say whatever the fuck I want, in theory.
It's powerful.
Sam is the most beautiful girl in the world.
That's the whole thing. Oh, that's my fuck me.
Be careful this in the editor.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think you have a great point. 23 Harvey. I totally agree.
23 Honestly, I mean, I since I'm here, it's just so much shit. Let me address this 23 thing. That was the most annoying.
He's just ranting. His name. He's just using his time to rant.
It's like
just
air out. Periscope, Young Lord, not Young Loud. Loud, L-O-U-D. Lord is law with a D at the end. Lord, I spelled it that way.
Lord, I'm from New York. Oh, do your Jay-Z impression.
You know my Jay-Z impression?
Yes, please.
Yo, if I don't nail this, you gotta delete that.
Okay, I got you.
Leave it in.
All right. No, seriously, though, don't fuck me over.
There we go.
All right, I got you. It's the back. Champy. Yeah. Young Ho.
Wait, that's fucking crazy. No.
It's so good.
Got it.
So good.
I don't like that.
Like, no, it wasn't your best. I've heard your best.
But it was pretty amazing,
but it was good.
I do way better, trust.
Okay. All right. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome, gorgeous.
Gonna hang up on you now.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Okay. Have a good day.
Talk to you later, Shanika.
Bye. It's been great.
Say bye, Lucas.
Bye.
Okay.
Now that he's gone, what is he on your scale?
I think he's an 8 as well. I should rank him lower than me.
He's actually a 7.
I think he's a 2. He
just
looks,
imagine you think he's ugly as hell.
Just making a big shit. This nigga's hideous.
This is a charity right here.
Yeah.
He's so funny.
All right, Shanika, your turn now.
Hi, I'm Shanika.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. So, my fuck me. It's been interesting. I went out to lunch with a woman that I definitely have a crush on.
Ooh.
She's like mad busy. She's like a busy person. Mm-hmm. And I also wasn't like trying to be like, hey. Just went out to lunch. Mm-hmm. I won't give any details about who it was, where we went. Oh, I'll give her a name though. Mm-hmm. I'll call her Vagina Monologues because she's a feminist. No, it's terrible. I'm going to just tell you guys about it. No, I'm not. Anyway, I went to lunch with this very beautiful woman. Mm-hmm. It was great. And it was, mm-hmm. it was like, I was like all nervous and awkward and whatnot. But otherwise.
Do you think she could tell how nervous and awkward you were?
I don't know. I was looking around a lot.
Eyes darting back and forth.
They were, though.
What were you looking at?
Nothing in particular.
Okay.
And then that's her. Cool. Made her laugh a few times. I love making people laugh. Makes me happy.
Did you gently touch her thigh?
No. I'm not bold like that, except I am bold.
You are bold.
I'm just not good at being subtle bold.
Yeah.
I'm more like...
You touch her thigh, you like pick up her entire thigh and place it on your head or some weird shit.
It's more like...
In the restaurant?
In the restaurant. Yeah, it's more like a... Wanna fuck? Me? To someone who probably won't.
Nah, man, that's not subtle at all.
I picked her a flower from a tree.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But we both wanted them, and I just wanted one of them, and she wanted one of them, and we were like, I don't know if this is okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm just gonna got it and just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a romantic thing, but I liked handing
when
her
you
flower.
Handed it to her, what did you look her in her eyes?
I don't remember.
They darted from side to side to side to side.
Yeah, my time with Shig was interesting. I don't think she liked looking at me.
She seems to have an eye problem. But I think she got new glasses. Was that pre-glasses or post-glasses?
Post-glasses.
Ah, okay. She was looking mad cute.
Wait.
Did she say you look totally cute?
No, it wasn't post-glasses because I got my glasses.
You were ugly.
I was ugly.
You were on that 8.5 scale.
Yeah, now I'm on that 10.10.
Oh, shit.
There is no 10.10.
Yeah.
I like that. I'll call her 10.10.
Okay.
She's gorgeous.
10.10 would still be 10.1.
You're right.
Oh, wait, so then...
That is how decimals
No, but I want to... But yeah, because... Yeah, no, you're right.
That's what I'm saying. I agree.
So I'll call her, but then she's a 10.1. That's still more than
10.10 is funnier.
10. Let's call it 10.10.
10.10 is funny.
Unbelievably gorgeous. Unreasonably gorgeous. There we go.
So much that you forget how math works.
Exactly. Exactly.
Except I never did. Were you like, hey, you look totally cute today?
Nah.
Did she say that to you?
No.
Did you flirt at all?
No.
Aww.
Nah.
Because you didn't want to, or you're nervous, or you don't know how to flirt with a woman?
I don't know how to flirt with a woman.
Me neither.
Don't know how to do it.
Because usually I'm just like, bro.
You too, huh?
And also, like, I know her.
Yeah.
At least, like, you know, I don't know. And also, it's just, like, you know how well it would work? And, like, I was seeing, like, does she like me as a person? Mm-hmm. Who's never, like, hung out before?
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, I'm just gonna do anything.
Who initiated, you or her?
It was, like, one of those things where, like, acquaintances are like, yeah, let's hang out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other day I was like, I have a crush on this girl. Hey, want to get coffee?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, coffee. Because it's, like, you know, coffee between friends is just coffee between friends. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm at that point of, like, the queerness where it's like, oh, gosh, how do I tell if other people are also queer? And she was saying that she is also queer now. I'm like, hey, and mm-hmm. she's also polyamorous. I'm like, ho-ho.
Whoa. Yeah. But just your type.
It's like, does she like me? I'll never know.
I'm sure she thinks you're cute at the very least.
I hope so, you know? Not fucking like an 8.5 on the Kardeem scale. What a sad place
fuck
to
the Kardeem
be
in. Scale. Fuck that shit.
Fucking hideous on that scale
ever. Least important scale known to man.
Not like a... What is the name of that man? Oh, man. Just this man with an interesting face. It's going to make fun of him. But feminism stopped me.
Steve Buscemi?
Yeah! How did you know?
Because he's the ugliest guy ever.
How did you know it was Steve Buscemi?
He's a negative 8.5 on the Kardeem scale. If you look at the Kardeem scale, it's Steve Buscemi's face at that exact number. That's how I knew.
Aw. Yeah.
Salute.
That's how you know we're
salute. Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for Fuck Me.
On to
Fuck You! The segment about your lives.
Your stories, your sex.
Your comments, your concerns, your questions, all of it. Send it to ihupodcast@gmail.com. And we'll read it on the show, and we'll keep you anon. Today we have a story from Thaddeus that we were supposed to play during the blowjobs episode. I totally forgot it. I told him we would read it, and we never did. Here it is. All right. The best blowjob I've received to date. This girl who liked me in middle school ended up reconnecting with me through strange circumstances years later. The first time seeing each other since middle school, she still had a thing for me. We were chilling at 1 a.m. after I had been partying. We started catching up, talked about what's happening in our lives since then, till she started getting overly aggressive. She just curls up under me, starts feeling me up, and I'm like, Jesus, this is real. I'm sorry, is this real? I'm drunk and horny, so I let her do her thing. She starts jacking me off, and I reach for a paper towel before it got too exciting, and I said, I don't want to make a mess on my bed. And she replies, I'll handle the mess. I was like, 'Kay.
Wow.
So she throws my whole dick in the back of her throat, and I'm like, praise Jesus' name. This girl sucked my dick like she was training for it all her life. She got... Imagine if she had been. I gotta suck Thaddeus' dick. She got sloppy with it. She was slapping herself with the dick, licking balls, two-handing, just putting on a show. So finally, I'm like, damn, I'm gonna come. I'm thinking she's gonna back up because every girl I'd been with prior was against cum. But nope, she went farther down on it and sucked the life out of me. I'm just pumping loads in this girl's mouth and she's chugging it like Gatorade at halftime. This thing is so funny. All in all, she was the champ when it came to sucking dick, and every performance was amazing, like she had a point to prove. We haven't seen each other in years, but when it's quiet enough, I can still hear the screams of my swallowed children. Thank you, Thaddeus.
Thank you very much.
It's been a while since we had a Thaddeus story.
Yeah, Thaddeus is always around.
All right, man. Thanks, Thaddeus. Yeah, yeah, guys, Thaddeus. If you have any cool, fun stories like that, please send them into IHUpodcast@gmail.com. Do I like to swallow? No, sometimes it just, like... tastes like bleach, but sometimes it doesn't.
True, that's what it is. Sometimes it tastes like bleach coats the inside of your mouth in like some weird or it tastes like nothing.
And sometimes, like, I know that they're just like not in existence in my throat having a party, but I'm just like, yeah, that's what's happening. Like, that's what my mind tricks me into.
They're
believing.
Hanging out.
Yeah, exactly.
Oof, I swallowed a fly the other day.
And then when you do, you swallowed a fly.
Yeah, it just happened. I was walking, I was like, so you have stuff in my throat. Yeah.
And then when I do brush my teeth, it's like, now there's semen on my fucking toothbrush.
Yeah, so you gotta run it under hot water.
Yeah, but that's not gonna do anything, is it?
9 months later, something come out of that sink.
To thee, I'm your child.
I am your unborn child.
Yeah, I don't really like, I don't swallow hardcore.
Hardcore.
Hardcore. I'm more like, I'll let him, John, just come in my mouth, mm-hmm. and then I'll just swallow it once it's all.
Yeah.
I don't like swallow as I go, like pay as you go. Just swallow.
Yeah, that's mad. Then you're just thinking, wow, there's mad cum for me as well. You're
yeah. Just like, nope. Yeah, it's like doing shots where you put it all in your mouth, but you don't swallow, and you're just like, oh, shit. I gotta get this down somehow. But it also depends on the taste.
Is that it for...
I suppose that's it for the Inner Hoe Uprising.
You can follow us on Instagram, YouTube. Twitter, and Periscope at @slam_pow. You can find us on Facebook and YouTube by searching Slam Pow Productions. I'm Sam. You can find me at SlamRid on Instagram and Twitter. And you can find me on Snapchat at SamAnnerz. Also in the description below.
I'm Shamika. You can follow me on Instagram at Shanika Powell. Why don't I ever know this? What the fuck? I'm also at ShamPowell4 on Twitter. You're never gonna find me, guys.
What am I?
And I just got a new Snapchat.
Whoa!
I'm Vulva Volcano.
Whoa!
Or Volcano Vulva.
Whoa!
And
you don't even know. It'll be in the description box.
It'll
below.
Be delicious.
Okay.
So
now yeah, review us on iTunes. Yes. Please.
And share us with your friends and people. Tell people about us.
Yeah, because we're about to hit it big. We're about to blow up. Yeah, now leaving you off with a little something sexy.
Don't celebrate birthdays, so that stops me from counting days, which stops me from counting time, which allows me to still look the same as I did 10 years ago, just like that lady did.
Do you still have the same firm belief in reincarnation? Since you don't count days and don't count birthdays.
Do you still have the firm belief in not wearing ties?
Is it the best album you ever did?
That's the best one this week.